produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome, welcome to my Father's Teachings. My name is Terrence Burton. Before we get into the word for today, let's go before the Father and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I yield myself to your spirit of wisdom. I yield myself to your kindness. I yield myself to the spirit of revelation. Father, I present myself as a vessel willing and ready to be utilized by your spirit. Father, open up the eyes of our understanding so we can see clearly what you have to say, what you have to uncover with your word. Be glorified, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and thank God. All right. Over the last few lessons, we've been talking about being a peacemaker. And that comes from Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, where it says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." And we found out in previous lessons what peace actually is. And we found out that peace is defined as it's the absence of conflict. It also means to pacify or to calm down. And then thirdly, it also means to complete. So keep those concepts in mind as we talk about, or as you think about this lesson, where we're talking about what peace is, so you'll know where it is that we're going and you have some kind of a visual understanding of it so it can apply to your life. So if you're in a conflicted fighting situation, then you're not in a place of peace. If there is a sense of incompleteness where things are not put together properly, and you can detect that by if things are not working properly, then it's typically because there are some pieces that are missing. There's a sense of incompletion that's there, and in that situation you're not in a place of peace. If there is a riot in your own heart where things are not calm, then you're not in a place of peace. Or if things are storming in your life and storming inside of you, then you're not in that place of peace where you need to be. And so one of the things that we talked about in a previous lesson is some things that we need to have in order to be peacemakers. And one of those things is tools, meaning that we need to have the equipment that's necessary to make tools. It's just like if you're going to bake a cake, you're going to need a pan, you're going to need a mixing bowl, you're going to need an oven in order to, as well as the ingredients that actually go into making that particular cake that you're going to be making. So likewise, when it comes to peace, there are some tools that are necessary. There's equipment that is necessary in order for us to bring about that place of peace, that place of completeness, pacification, and so forth. Now, also, in addition to tools, we're also going to have know-how. In other words, how do I use my tools? Do I just take my ingredients, for example, that I'm using to make a cake and just throw it all together and then stuff it in the oven and then turn the oven on 600? No. No, there's know-how, because I need to know what ingredients are necessary to produce the kind of cake. And then there's a sequence that I need to actually put those ingredients into play. And then I also need to know how to preheat my oven. I need to know how long to keep my cake in the oven and so forth, so that I pull it out in time, as opposed to burning up my awesome cake that I'm baking. And so likewise, when it comes to peace, I also have to have know-how. When do I implement these certain pieces, these tools that are being outlined in this lesson? Now, there's a third thing that I want to add to this that is necessary in order for us to have peace. And that third thing is the will to do. So you've got your tools, your equipment, you have know-how. But then thirdly, again, you have the will to do. In other words, it doesn't matter what equipment I have. It doesn't matter what I know if I'm not willing to put those things into practice. And so likewise, when it comes to peace, we have to know what the tools are. We also have to know how to use our tools, but we also have to be willing to launch those tools. We have to be willing to put those tools into play, or else we will not have peace. And so I want you to think not about your neighbor as we talk about making peace, as much as I want you to think about and really evaluate and analyze yourself. Take a moment and do some self introspection to really identify where you are and what tools you need to be bringing into play in order to create peace or make peace. Now, let me say this, because I mentioned this in a previous lesson, and I think this is a fitting point to bring it up here again in this particular lesson. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." Now, here's what I want to emphasize. He said peacemaker, meaning that the peacemaker is one that is able to step into a situation where there is no peace, and they can make it. And they can make it because they've got the tools, they have the know-how, and they have the will to do. So the peacemaker does not require there to already be peace in a situation. Let me say that again. A peacemaker does not require for there to already be peace in the situation. Why? Because the role, the job, the task of the peacemaker is to make peace using the tools that have been given to them by the Father. Praise God. Praise God. So in previous lessons, we identified the five peacemaking tools that we're covering in this lesson. We talked about thinking or your imagination. In other words, there has to be an end result. What does peace look like? Because if you don't know what peace looks like, then you really truly have no target. So we have to identify, what does peace look like to me, so that I know what I'm shooting for? And then we talked about seeking. What am I hunting for? What am I looking for? So I have to identify what it is by thinking about it, but then I also have to look for it. Remember, the Bible says, Jesus told us this. He says, seek and you will find. See, oftentimes what happens is we fail to find because we fail to seek. We tend to look for the opposite of what we want. Now, here's what I mean. We tend to expect the opposite. You want health, but you expect the opposite. See, you're thinking health, but you're expecting something different. And therein is the problem. So we need to make sure that our thinking and that our seeking are on the same page. We have to quit contradicting ourselves and make sure that we are in harmony inside. So we need to make sure we're thinking, which is number one, thinking and imagination of peace. We also have to make sure that we're seeking for peace. And then thirdly, we have to make sure that we're praying for peace. So my verbiage, as I'm talking to God, I need to be praying for what it is that I want to see happen in my life. So I've decided what it is. I'm thinking about it. I'm imagining the thing as being so. I'm looking for it, but then I'm also talking to the Father from the vantage point that this is what I desire. Now, fourth, And we're going to dive more into this in a moment, but right now I'm just highlighting the five peacemaking tools. Number four, we get into action. What are the behaviors that I need to make sure that I'm making in order to bring about this peace that I've prayed for, that I'm looking for, and that I have created in my mind? I have to add some actions that correspond with the previous three things that are my tools. And the fifth thing, now I can hardly wait till we get to the fifth thing. That's going to be extremely rich. I'll just say it that way. But the fifth thing, or the fifth peacemaking tool, is put to death the enmity, which means the reason for the conflict. Put to death the enmity, or the reasons for the conflict. All right. So, but today's lesson, we're focused on actions. We're focused on our behaviors. So let's go to Romans chapter 14, verse 19. Romans 14, verse 19. It says, "Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another." Let me read that again. It says, "Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another." Now, the language of this is so very important. I love the way this is structured. So think about this. And this is why, just kind of to reflect back on what we had talked about in a previous lesson about identifying or thinking about what peace looks like. Because when it, on a practical level, when it comes to creating or making things, you have to have, or you should have, the end in mind, and then you come back and take the steps necessary to create it. Well, why is that important for us to understand relative to this lesson? Because if you don't know what peace is, then you also will not be able to appropriate the steps that are necessary to create it. So you have to start off with where you're going. It's just like GPS. And I use my GPS a whole lot for work. And so what I have to do is I have to put my destination in my GPS. And then I'm guided by the GPS based on the based on the place where I'm going, based upon the end result or the outcome that I have told it that I want to go. So likewise, when it comes to peace, there has to be a deciding of what my outcome is. Because if I don't know what my outcome is or should be, then I don't know what my behaviors will need to be in order to get there. And see, the mistake that people make is wanting something, and it's not bad to want something, but the mistake that people make is wanting something, but not truly being clear about what it is that they want, and then understanding that I have to use that as my guide. So let me say it like this. Let's say you've put into your GPS that you want to go to such and such place, and then the GPS tells you turn left on this street, go a certain number of miles, and then it's gonna, then as it gets close to the next turn, then it tells you to turn right, left, whatever. On the GPS, it tells you that. Well, if we have not really decided where we're headed, then internally we don't know what to do. So some people have this mindset that they want to just have whatever God has for them, and they make no decision. And the problem with that is God is not obligated to bring you into something where you have not made a decision. The decision has to be made. That's why we talked about in a previous lesson how that God spoke through Isaiah and said that God will keep you in perfect peace whose mind, which means creative imagination, is stayed. Meaning that you have to, it's your job to create in your mind what peace looks like, and then he has this obligation to guide you to it. But if I don't decide as an act of my own will and imagination, if I don't decide where I'm going, then God has no obligation to guide me to something that I have made no decision about. But see, we want God to guide us without a decision. And that's not the way God has structured things. He said, you make a decision because you determine what you look for. It's His job to guide. It's your job to seek. But if I'm not seeking, then He's not obligated to guide me. And that's one of those things that we need to really get a hold of and understand, because sometimes we are requiring things of God that He's not obligated to do. And then we wonder how we end up lacking or missing out on certain things. And it's because of our own ignorance. Now, when I say ignorance, don't look at that as some kind of a shot or dig at you. We're all ignorant on some things. None of us know everything. But my responsibility or my task with this assignment is to bring some illumination to us by the Spirit of God to help us walk in that place of peace, as opposed to being uninformed about the ways of God, because we need to understand the ways of God so that we can cooperate with the Spirit of God instead of us being responsible for us not receiving what He has for us, because it is the will of the Father that we walk in a place of peace. But we also have to understand how to do it. So again, you decide what peace looks like, and you use the word. The word shows you what peace is like. It has to do with your financial security. It has to do with your peace of mind. It has to do with health, your healing, that your body is intact, your relationships are good. All of those, as well as many other things, are the components of peace. But if you don't know that, then there's no target set. And if there is no target set, then you don't know what behaviors to take, because the behaviors will be determined by the target. Let me say that again. The behaviors will be determined by the target. Watch this, going back to the GPS analogy. I'm in Memphis, Tennessee. If I put in my GPS that I want to go to Chicago, Illinois, There's one set of instructions that my GPS will give me to take me to Chicago, Illinois. It's not gonna take me to Los Angeles, California. I may want to go to Los Angeles, California, but my GPS is going to guide me based on what I put in my GPS, based on what I have decided, not where I want. And see, that's why I mentioned earlier how important it is for us to bring all of these components together, where all of these components are saying the same thing, we're on the same page, because what tends to happen with us as humans is that we will want one thing, but then we'll expect something else, and then get mad at God when we end up getting what we were expecting rather than what we wanted. And that's not fair to God. And that's not even fair to yourself. It's right because of the fact that you got what you actually sought after. But you cheated yourself because you didn't aim at what you wanted. You aimed at what you expected that you didn't want. So you want to bring your desire. You want to bring your expectation. You want to bring your prayers. And you want to bring your behavior into harmony with each other so that every part of you is singing the same song, that I want peace. And in order to get there, I got to make sure that I program myself right. Just like I would program my GPS correctly by putting in the right coordinates as to where I want to go, because it's designed that it will guide me to the place that I put in. And likewise, if we line ourselves up with peace, then we'll be guided into that place of peace. So going back to Romans 14:19, where he says, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace. In other words, I must identify what peace looks like, and then I must take steps that are in harmony with me getting to that place of peace. Well, what do you mean by take steps? Let me start off with the negative of it. Is it going to bring you peace looking for trouble? The answer is no. So you don't look for trouble. You expect the best. And you keep expecting the best. Why? Because you want to be guided into the best. Well, what's another example? Sometimes people go to work and they expect to be mistreated, and they've been trained into it because that's what's happened to them before. So they tend to expect what has already happened instead of expect something that hasn't happened before. And as a consequence, they go in with a nasty attitude because they think nobody likes them. Not understanding that if they made a shift in their own thinking and said, you know what? I'm going to minimize what has happened to me in my past because I want peace on my job. And I'm going to magnify my vision. I'm going to magnify what I'm expecting from the Father. And so I'm going to look for something different than what my experience has previously been at my job. And so I'm going to go in with an expectation of favor. I'm going in with an expectation of respect. I'm going in with an expectation that all is well. Why? Because I choose to. Not because I'm leaning on history or previous experience, but because I'm leaning on my God who told me I can create what I want. So that's what I'm doing. I'm creating it with my mind, and I'm supporting it with my attitude, and I'm supporting it with my actions. So I'm going to work with favor on my mind, with loving people on my mind, with walking in righteousness on my mind. So because I'm not going to let them dictate to me what attitudes I bring to the table. I'm bringing the attitudes that the Spirit of God has infused in me that He wants me to bring to the table. That's what I'm bringing in. It doesn't matter what has happened before, because I'm following after things which make for peace, which means that I'm going to love my enemies. I'm going to do good to people who have mistreated me. And I'm not saying this in theory. I'm saying this from a practical standpoint, that there have been times when I've had to do this. And I've watched God right in front of me turn situations totally around in a moment when I chose to take actions that were in harmony with peace in the middle of situations that were contrary. So I'm telling you what I know, but I'm also telling you that it took a revelation of God for me to understand that that was what I needed to do, that I needed to follow after peace. I needed to make decisions that were in harmony with the peace that I wanted, as opposed to being someone who's fighting in the office. And of course, you know, when I say fighting in the office, I don't mean a fist fight, but I do mean verbal altercations. So there were attitudes that I needed to make at work at times. But I learned a long time ago, thanks to God, that if I make the adjustments that I need to make, it puts me in a posture to influence other people. Now, the question may be asked, are you saying you influence everybody? No. But watch this. If I don't set my heart right and in alignment with God, then I lose my ability to influence them towards my peace at all. And I see, sometimes the mistake that we make is we think we have to win everybody or cause some kind of change with everybody. No, you don't have to win everybody or cause some kind of or influence change with everybody. But the thing is, the risk you're taking by not making those changes within yourself is that you risk nobody being influenced. And that comes at too big of a price. So we need to make sure that we are taking actions that are in harmony with peace. My goodness, this lesson has just really gotten away from us. But we're going to have to end right there, and we'll pick it up next time. God bless you. See you later.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.